My guests, Action Roofing Jack Martin and sister company now Action Energy. Kirk Mueller is running that show. You can reach them at 805-679-7979, 679-7979. Get a free quote on installing solar panels. Or if you have solar panels, you damn well should have a battery backup, because if the power goes down, what I just learned, you don't have power, just like everybody else. Let's talk about, I want to talk about payment options, payback period, tax cuts, and solar skylights. So I hear a lot about leasing or buying, and if you buy, you get the tax credit. So what are options for people on payment?
Here at Action Energy, we prefer that the owner buys the system outright. We believe that there are greater advantages to doing so, and the advantages are as follows. You get to claim the 30% federal tax credit, which you referenced before. That's a dollar-for-dollar credit against what you owe to the Fed, and that tax credit can be carried over to subsequent years, and maybe if you don't have that much tax liability in that year that you installed solar.
And this 30% tax credit expires when?
Great question. The last year for the full 30% federal tax credit is in 2019. After that, it steps down to 26%. And then the following year after that, 2021, it steps down to 22%. And it will be completely done by 2022 for residential solar. There will be a tax credit for commercial solar. So if anyone
what's the tax credit if I want to install nuclear power on my roof? Are you guys doing nuclear as well as solar, or are we just going solar?
I don't have the clearance for nuclear just yet, but I'm
working on it. Next week we're going to have Mr. Burns on from from The Simpsons. So 30%. So you spend, what could someone spend?
I just completed a system for just under $10,000. It was a smaller tract home. They had about a $85 bill in the wintertime, around $100 in the summertime. They're looking at a general payback of about 8.5 years.
And do they have air conditioning?
They don't have air conditioning.
Are they going to get air conditioning?
We planned it for a little bit of air conditioning and for a future electric vehicle. So, it's a family of four. They're plugging in electronics constantly. They're charging iPhones, charging laptops, playing TVs.
They're going to leave the lights on all night now. Did they get the battery?
They did not get the battery, but we designed it with the battery in mind. So
they could add it.
Yeah.
And it would have, what kind of cost would that add?
The battery ranges. It depends on what you're going to do.
$90,000.
Exactly. Yeah. 120. You're lowballing your mark. No, I'm just kidding. The battery costs anywhere from $8,000 to $20,000. I mean, it can even go higher if you have a large house and you want your whole home to be powered when the power goes out.
Okay.
Now, that being said, there is a little, not a loophole, but if you install solar and batteries in the same year, the 30% federal tax credit can be extended to the cost of the battery install, which is huge.
But not the battery cost, just the install.
No, the battery, the price of materials and the physical install, everything.
Okay.
The whole turnkey system is 30% federal tax.
So it's a significant cost, though.
It is.
$10,000 simple tract house, it might have been another, $8,000. So they opted to use candles when the power goes out. Most people have been working that fine for many years. I remember hearing that, I don't know why SoCal Edison somehow got involved, but there's some buyback. And I remember someone telling me years ago, like, if your electric bill is really low and you buy these solar panels, the electric company, they're not going to give you as much benefit. So you should, if you went 6 months and you increased your electric bill, somehow this was advantageous. Do people with higher energy costs get some more of a benefit from Southern California Electric?
No. So what you're referencing is the SCE does not encourage overproduction. They don't want everyone to be a power plant. So they look at your last year's bill, and you can't have a system that's designed I believe it's over 110% of what your last year's consumption was. So that might have been what your friend was referencing.
And it's too bad because let's say you say, well, I want to do this and I'm going to get an electric car. I'm going to get central air conditioning. I'm going to put electric water heater in.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is a way around that. And at the moment, you can sign a system-sized acknowledgement form that just simply acknowledges that your system is oversized and that you do plan on installing the items that you just listed, maybe an electric vehicle, an air conditioning,
a jacuzzi. Anticipated growth.
Anticipated growth.
And they'll allow it. So they literally have to come in and green stamp this this install.
Yeah. To be approved and to be switched over to NEM billing, net energy metering billing.
So if we see someone installing solar panels at night, we might suspect they're not going through the system.
They might not be permitted.
Okay, so you spend $12,000, a 30% tax credit is kind of significant, $4,000. So it's it's a huge savings.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, paybacks fluctuate from anywhere from 4 years to 8 to 10 years for a low user, but it does pay back. And these panels are going to be putting out power for over 25 years. They're warranted to be putting out power at year 25 at 86% of their original rate. So there's no maintenance. You don't have to grease any bearings.
No moving parts.
Yeah, you don't have to replace the brake pads. These things last a long time.
Okay. My guest, Action Roofing, Jack Martin, and sister company, Action Energy. Kirk Mueller is running that division. You can reach him at 805-679-7979. And he'll come out and kick the tires, give you a free assessment. Solar skylights, it's kind of funny. You know, skylights are glass in your roof. I always thought every skylight was solar skylights. Well, what is a solar skylight? Jack, you want to?
Yeah, I mean, basically, a solar skylight is solar powered. So a skylight that you can open is energized through a solar panel and a battery. You can also use it to energize a shade itself. So the advantage of going to something solar is not like you're producing electricity for your home. You're producing electricity to open the solar panel or open the shade. The advantage to that is that when you're producing energy, you're getting that 30% tax credit because you're using a solar panel. So it's like a 30% discount. We always talk about wanting to put our tax dollars to good work. Well, you can actually put it to work on yourself because you're going to get that discount through a tax credit.
And you save the cost. If you were going to install a skylight and you wanted it motorized, you're going to have to run wiring, you're going to have switches, all this kind of work. So now I envision it's kind of like having a spotlight with its own little solar powers that you have. That's what it is. You just have a little panel to operate the electricity needed.
A little panel sits up on top of the roof below the skylight itself and then powers the battery and charges the battery so that you can open and close it at any time.
Now, if someone had an existing skylight that opened and closed, maybe didn't have a shade or do you call them shades? What do you call them?
Solar shade.
And they said, you know, I wouldn't mind having a motorized system and a shade. You can't add it to an existing skylight, can you?
No, there's no mechanism there. I mean, when they're making these, they're making them in the factory and
all integrated. And
you're better off if you want to switch something out, then you just get a new skylight itself.
And then you get this 30% tax. So I imagine it costs a little more than a regular skylight, but with a 30% tax credit, you might be ahead.
It does. I mean, the nice thing about the 30%, it covers all costs, materials, and labor for the installation. So whatever roofing cost is going to be involved, the installation of the skylight, and the cost of the skylight itself. Even if you're putting in a new skylight, it covers the cost to do drywall and painting. So you get to take the entire sum and then divide it by the 30% tax credit. So say it costs $2,000, it's going to cost you out of pocket $1,400 because you're going to get that 30%.
Well, I'm going to be talking to you because Jack did my roof at my house and did a number of skylights, replaced a bunch that were there. They were about 30 years old. But I'm thinking about doing something else in another part of the house, skylight or two, and maybe even getting rid of some walls and doing some work. So we're going to have you out. Kirk, maybe we'll do the same thing. I'm going to start leaving my lights on. I'm going to jack my electric bill up for the next 6 months. We're out of time, so we didn't get into talking. Well, we talked about the battery backup, but there's all kinds of things that are coming from Action Energy with home automation. I don't know if it has anything to do with... Is it stuff that you said you had in your house, you know, I mean, that everyone is looking at? Can you list a few just in a quick few seconds? Door locks or surveillance?
Geofencing, which allows you to set a perimeter around your house and turn the lights on when you roll up at night. Different sensors, occupancy sensors, lets you manage your power a lot better and more efficiently.
And you're dealing with those products now. So if you go out to do a solar evaluation, you could look at a whole variety of.
Yes, if the homeowner is interested, I would love to talk to them about it.
Okay, we're ready to spend your money. Action Roofing, today's guest Jack Martin, and sister company Action Energy. Kirk Mueller, you can reach him at 805-679-7979, 679-7979. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, good to see you. The rest of you, turn your lights on. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.